Good morning. We've been tracking a lake effect snowband all the way out from Lake Erie across central New York and the Finger Lakes region into the western Catskills, the I-88 corridor, the greater Capital District, and Mid-Hudson Valley along and across into western parts of New England. These snow showers really not adding up at all, but flurries and snow showers noteworthy as we head into and through the morning commute. Otherwise, we'll have a lot of clouds around and a northwest breeze. Temperatures, for the most part, starting off in the 30s. Gradually, we'll go back to in and out sunshine as that band dissipates this morning. And for this afternoon, it'll be breezy and seasonably cool with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. A general northwest wind flow will keep lake effect snow going today, tonight, and into the day tomorrow in the snowbelt regions downwind of Lake Erie and Ontario. However, it does look like most of interior New York and New England, outside of a few passing flurries and snow showers, will be dry tonight and in the mid-20s, and with a mix of sun and clouds back into the upper 30s tomorrow. A storm system will organize along the eastern seaboard for the weekend. Clouds will back into interior New York and New England from the coast on Saturday, but most of the region will be dry. There is the opportunity for some accumulating snow, perhaps some rain, as one gets closer to the coast on Saturday afternoon. Lake effect snows will persist to the north and west of us, while flurries and snow showers will be possible in our region. Temperatures on Saturday, with mostly dry weather and mostly cloudy skies, will be in the middle and upper 30s. Another disturbance will dive into the Great Lakes and pivot through our region late Saturday night and into Sunday. A general light snow or snow showers are likely across the region. We could see a dusting of snow, especially across the higher terrain, by Sunday afternoon, with highs in the lower 30s. A few leftover snow flurries and snow showers on Monday as this system departs, highs back into the upper 30s. And then another, and perhaps more potent system will head our way with another chance of snow on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level energy over New Mexico will move into northern Mexico, then to the southern tip of Texas by tomorrow evening. On this track, cold air will produce snow, and a winter storm warning is in effect for extreme southwest Texas, including the Big Bend area, for as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow by tonight. Meanwhile, impulses of energy will race eastward over the Gulf Coast states into Friday afternoon. Rain will develop across the Gulf Coast and into the southeast. Overnight tonight, areas of snow will move in as the air mass cools on the backside of the precipitation shield over parts of the western Gulf Coast. In fact, winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of Mississippi and Alabama for up to an inch of snow by tomorrow morning. This snow will move into parts of the southern Appalachians by tomorrow afternoon. And a long-lived, strong Santa Ana wind event with gusts to 80 miles per hour and very low humidity will keep fire weather conditions extreme to critical through Friday in Southern California. Fire weather conditions will remain at least elevated through the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, light snow and fog, 10 above zero, with a wind out of the west at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility with cloudy skies and flurries, 36 degrees, the dew point 23, 59% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny, mid-40s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy, in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy, with flurries and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 41, that's 9 degrees above normal. 19 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 44 hundredths for the month, which is 20 hundredths or 2/10 of an inch below normal, and 38.67 inches for the year, which is 1.61 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 24 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 165 for the month, and 1,279 for the season, which is 317 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low, 25. The record high, 65, set in 1998, and the record low, 7 below zero in 1901. Sunrise this morning, 7:12 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few flurries and snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, flurries and snow showers possible, perhaps some more persistent snow showers or even some squalls in the snow belts, temperatures holding in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with flurries and some snow showers tonight in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, a few flurries, perhaps a snow shower today, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, a few flurries around, a snow shower possible, and highs right around 40. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, a chance for some snow or rain closer to the coast Saturday in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, snow showers possible Sunday, lower 30s. A few flurries or snow showers Monday. Another chance of snow Tuesday and scattered snow showers Wednesday. High temperatures late in the weekend and into next week, staying in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.